Talking of friends in the traffic, mm-hmm. you know, you sometimes find snakes on planes, apparently, according to the
yes.
Well, we've got the
might
snake.
Have been one on the Delta flight as well. No, I kid.
I'm not even going to go there. Snakes are a subject that always get a reaction, and sometimes not in the best way.
Yeah,
which is sad because I think they're greatly misunderstood. But to tell us a little bit more about snakes and a project that they're working on in Belito to remedy the dire situation when it comes to anti-venom, which is apparently in crisis in the country.
Sure.
We've got Neville Vollmerans, the snake man. Welcome. So we don't have snakes on the plane. We've got snake man in the studio.
No, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
So apparently you've got to dash off to Princess Grant to go and pick up a cobra or something like that. So we won't keep you too long because those poor people are standing, hiding on the top of, you know, all sorts of things while the snake does its. So let's just talk about your anti-venom project, Neville. We briefly touched on it last year. I remember there was an interview, I think, with Mike. And the situation hasn't improved, I believe, in terms of the availability of anti-venom.
Yeah, it's just getting more and more dire. That's what the situation is. It's getting worse and worse.
Why?
I don't want to get involved in the global situation because it's global. But I can only touch on what's happening in South Africa. And that is that the production of anti-venom is under SABP, the South African Vaccine Producers, which is a state-owned entity. And they've just slacked off on the anti-venom production.
I presume this is a problem because otherwise you wouldn't be here.
It is a major problem. It is a major problem because South African anti-venom production touches the whole of sub-Saharan Africa.
And there are a lot of snakes in sub-Saharan Africa.
There's a lot of snake bites.
Very few of which are venomous, but when on the occasion that one does get into trouble, you need intervention. And if that's not available, then what happens?
Well, if you don't get anti-venom, in certain bites you could lose a limb. You know, in other bites you could lose your life. So, the solution remains with anti-venom.
It's interesting because I know that the protocol in the past has been, well, there have been various different protocols, but it seems of late the approach to handling snake bite in medical care facilities is to look at it symptomatically and not necessarily go in straight away with an anti-venom, I presume because they're not available. but I know that that has been the case, that often the incorrect application of anti-venom is more harmful than simply monitoring the situation, because apparently not all venomous snakes, if they bite you, give you the full shot of venom, and generally speaking it's a case-by-case example. Isn't that the situation?
That's basically it. You know, a snake bite as such is not a scientific experiment. There's a couple of unknowns. First of all, you're looking at the victim, what's his mass, what's his medical history, what morbidities does he have, and all that sort of stuff. And then how much venom was injected.
Yeah, you don't know that.
And so those are unknowns.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's of little interest to the guy who's been bitten. And then just a correction, the way of treating snake bites without anti-venom is syndromatic, not symptomatic.
Syndromatic.
Yeah.
Okay. I stand corrected, and I'm very happy to be corrected by an expert. So now, you, in your operation here in the greater Belito area, are busy addressing the anti-venom shortage. How?
Well, we're producing anti-venom at the moment, and we're not going the old 120-year-old technology route.
Not injected into horses?
Not injecting into horses. We're taking anti-venom directly from the source, and that's from the factory that produces the venom, because that same factory also produces anti-venom.
The snake?
Yeah. Snakes are immune to their own venom. So why not shortcut the system?
And it works?
It works. our anti-venom has been with a local vet, Jeremy, excuse me guys, at Ala Vet, and he's been treating snake bites now for about 18 months, I think, on with our anti-venom. We've had some surprising results. The results are very interesting.
Surprising good or surprising good. Bad? Oh, good. Good, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, otherwise we end the interview right now.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. And, so we've also started providing anti-venom to vets all the way up the coast, right up to Kukui and the wildlife vets. We've got a little cell in the Gauteng area that's providing to a lot of vets in Gauteng. And, this is all, let's call it research. Vets are getting antivenom for free. We're getting data.
Okay.
In return.
So it's in the trial stage now.
It's in trials. The trials have been run in the States. But of course, as soon as you bring something here, it has to be reproved, doesn't it?
Well, particularly at the moment, anything that is coming from America, I think there's certain people are going to accept, some certain people are going to, on principle, reject.
Yeah.
So let's not even go there, because you're quite right. Political. Okay, so now you have got an establishment here in Balito. Well, that it's Sugar Rush, just near Holler Trail. So great spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're producing this anti-venom in a very small facility, and I'm sure that you need to expand it, and you need some assistance in that. Where to from here?
Well, we need a facility and a property. Because our plan is not just South Africa. Our plan is the whole of Sub-Saharan Africa. And in order to do that, we can only do it in a cellular system, whereby we can train people here, teach them, establish them in the various countries and regions where they're going to be working, and go take them through a mentorship process, and... thereby providing anti-venom for their specific species in the areas where they are, and, and expanding it.
Okay. Just quickly run us through the process. So you use the snake itself to extract the anti-venom. How does it work?
We extract blood from the snake, and we then spin off the plasma. The plasma gets heated and filtered, and the antibody derived from the plasma, because that's where the antibody is.
And does the snake survive?
Yes, 100%.
So it's a repeatable exercise?
It's a repeatable exercise, yeah.
And I presume it's fairly, probably more humane than injecting it into horses. I don't know these things.
As it goes in the communication train, if I tell Peter something, he tells Paul, and Paul tells somebody else. By the time it gets to the end of the journey, it's quite altered and changed.
Okay.
And the same for any process. We're taking venom from snakes, which are captive bred, captive kept. Their venom evolves over a period to suit their immediate requirements. So therefore, the venom is a substandard venom.
So you want to catch wild snakes and extract venom from them?
100%.
Then do you release them again?
100%.
Oh, that's marvelous.
So our whole process involves not only producing anti-venom, but also creating areas where people will catch snakes that could potentially be biting people, utilizing that animal and then relocating to an area where it's safe.
So there's a conservation element to this as well, which I think is wonderful. Anyone listening to this, is this a potential investment opportunity? Is there money to be made out of this thing?
Well, there is an investment opportunity, absolutely.
So, if you are looking at spinning your rand into gold, and you're wanting to find something unusually opportune, sometimes it's all a question of timing, isn't it? Well, you happen to be listening to this broadcast, and it's spikes your imagination. Why don't you get hold of Neville? Find out maybe if this is for you, an investment opportunity that everyone can benefit from. How do people get hold of you, Neville?
They can get me on email. That's in Klontlo, reptilepark56@gmail.com. Or they could give me a call on 082-561-4969.
And because this is going up as a podcast shortly, you don't even have to remember those facts. I know that we live in an age where memory is incredibly difficult to find these days. So you can just listen again on to the podcast. The repeat broadcast, of course, is available on our app or on our website under The Morning Show. Neville, it's fantastic chatting to you. As always, best of luck with continued good success with the project, turning wild snake venom into anti-venom. I think it's brilliant. And don't be a stranger. Keep us in the picture. If you do find that angel investor, we'll take 10% as a fine fee. My very special guest, Neville Vomerance. And if you want to go and have a look at the work that they're doing, down in Glondlaw Reptile Park in Sugar Rush Park. It's a wonder. It is open to the public occasionally, isn't it?
It's open every day.
There you go. A small fee, and the fee goes towards the upkeep. And you'll be most welcome, and I think you'll find it fascinating. Thanks again, Neville, for joining us.
Super. Have an amazing day, guys.
And The Morning Show.